give me a mortgage on the cattle, chattel mortgage. And he said, he paid me, he gave me $5,000, that's what it was. That wasn't half of it. He gave me $5,000. I said, all right. So I sent the mortgage in, had it recorded. The day I got it back, Frank called me up at the bank. He says, Elmer, I got a cashier check from that fella down in Dunellen for you for every dollar he owes you. I said, what? He said, yeah. I said, did you send 30 days interest? He said, no, 30 days is cash. Said, I'll take the money, Elmer. I said, all right, I'll be around in a few minutes. I went on around, endorsed the check. To give him credit for it. That's the way I got rid of that bunch of cattle. But that old boy was a big cow man up there. He owned, and that banker said, and he's selling 400 acres of land here now for $400 an acre. That was a big price at that time, and he's getting the cash for it. Mm-hmm. So, but before they, I had three or four buyers, but one of them, he come in one morning, he come in the store with that boy. He was a big Texas boy with the big hat on and the boots and everything. Boy, he was a dressed up Johnny looking for Elmer. I said, yeah, that's me. I understand you got a herd of cattle you want to sell. I said, yes. Could we look at him? I said, yes, we can go. So I take him down there. He got down there and looked around among them. I just tooted my horn and throwed out a bale or two of hay there, and the cattle come right up. What do you want for him? I told him. Whipped out a big checkbook. All right. That's cash, is it? I said, it sure is. Yes, sir. All right. He said, now you understand now, before we go too far with this, that I'm taking off $1,200 off of that price for freight on these cattle to Texas. I said, you're not taking off a dime. I told you that was the price right here in my loading chute. No, he said, I don't pay the freight myself. I let the man that's selling the cattle. I said, you don't buy these cattle then. No use for you to take up another minute of my time. I'm ready to go. So we come on out, and I let him go to Texas or wherever he went. I don't know where. But when this other man come down, why, this one that bought him. There wasn't no question asked.
He's crazy.
Why, that big fella, he was a big fella, and he said, I want 5 days to move the cattle in. I said, you'll have that longer and longer till I find out whether that check's any good or not, if I take it. Because I had been in business long enough to know about these checks. To know about these checks. And especially one as big as that was several $1,000s. And I didn't take chances on them. I found out whether it was good or not before I give a receipt.
That's smart.
Like a boy come in there one afternoon owed me $2,600 for a fertilizer bill.
Elmer, you know what? You got a short piece of tin out here somewhere and knock that grass and wrap it around that universal jaw or something also.
Lord, that's what you say. You don't do a first-class job.
Lord, that's what you say.
I'll tell you that now. Boy, you dogs here, you smell like dogs now. Get out of here. Go on, Bobo, you stink. You stink. You've been in that mud hole.
I think we got to have our fun somehow.
Yeah.
Is there any farms around here that do nothing that except, you know, raise milk cows?
Not right close around here, no. Mm-hmm. Not that I know anything about. If there's a dairy anywhere around here, I don't know it.
Okay.